God's word for our consideration this morning is from the epistle lesson. And one verse I want to concentrate on, and that's the last verse of the text in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by what we must be saved. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. You know, names are interesting. And each and every one of us has a name that is interesting. And we associate some names with some talents, some businesses, things that go on, like Smith. We would kind of associate it with the blacksmith. Tinker. Tinkerer is someone likes to tinker with toys and machines. Then there's the baker. Bakes goods and all of that sorts of things. Have you ever thought about your personal name? Google it sometime. Google your first name to find out what it kind of means. You know, you've probably gone into all these stores and looked at racks. They have cups with names on it, and some have these spindle areas where they have the name plaques. And just look and find your name. It's interesting. My name, Scott, is from Scotland. Weird, isn't it? Just from Scotland. Or who has ancestors from Scotland. A little deeper, it says wanderer. Put a little bell in my head. Or the last description was painted warrior. Oh, I'm not a warrior, and I'm not painted. But that's what it says. Now, I want you to think about the name Mud. Ever hear that name, Mud? It was associated with a doctor. A doctor, Samuel Mud, who fixed the leg of John Wilkes Booth after he killed Lincoln. And so the name Mud is associated with someone who has done wrong. Your name is going to be like mud. But what Scripture tells us is a specific name under heaven that gives salvation to all people. And that name isn't Scott. It's not mud. It's not a baker. It's not a tinker. It's not a smithman. That name is Jesus Christ and Him alone. Now, this full text, when you look at Acts chapter 4 and the previous chapter, chapter 3, you see that Peter and John are at some place temple. And this man is begging. This man wants money. He wants money so he can feed himself. And Peter and John look at him and say, you know, we don't have any money to give you, but there's something else we can give you. And they say, by the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. And this man jumps up. He's healed. Praise be to God. But the Sanhedrin don't look at it this way. The Sanhedrin, the rulers of the temple, the rulers of the people, are mad. They're angry at Peter and John, because they've done something terrible. They've healed somebody on the Sabbath. Wow. My goodness. So they take Peter and John and put them in the middle. But then they start talking to themselves. And they say, you know, if we do harm to these people, there may be a rebellion that we can't quell, that we can't stop. We better just tell them not to do anything in this name again, and everything will be all right. So they chastise them. And the Sanhedrin said to Peter and John, don't you ever, 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 don't you ever speak in this man's name again or teach about him. And then they let him go. So Peter and John are just ecstatic because they've been chastised, they've been given ugly treatment for the sake of Jesus Christ. And here is the name under which everyone will be saved. And it is Jesus Christ. This is the name that God gives to all people. The name of salvation. The name of redemption. The name of love. And that's where we are. Each and every one of us. Under heaven, there's one name. Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke to his disciples in the upper room and he said, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but through me. He was telling his disciples there in the upper room before he was taken, before he was sacrificed on the cross, and before he rose from the dead, that salvation was in no one else except him. And no one else could come to the Father except through him. So he's giving us specific reasons to believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because this Christ is living for us. This Christ is there to heal all of our brokenness, all of our problems, to put us back together again. Because you see, we're a fragile face on the shelf. And when the shelf rattles, that fragile face can fall to the ground, to the floor, and shatter. And Jesus is the only one that can put that whole face together and heal that face. Jesus Christ is the one who heals us. Heals us as he comes into our lives. Heals us as the shepherd. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is Jesus Christ. He's our shepherd. He's our guide. He's our healer. He's the one who lifts us up. He's the one who gives us encouragement. He's the one who binds all of our wounds together. He's the one that heals us. This is the reason Peter and John healed that man, that beggar, by the temple. It wasn't because they were making a spectacle. It wasn't because, look at me, look at the great work that I can do. No. The reason why they healed him, so that he would be able to be this illustration of God's power and God's strength, that he heals the brokenness. He heals those who are broken in the name of Jesus and no other name that is given under heaven. And this name is the one who comes to heal us too. And he's there for nourishment. As we come up to the Lord's table this morning, you will hear, take, eat, Christ's body given for you. Take, drink, this is Christ's blood shed for you for the remission of all your sins. This is God's healing. God's putting us back together again. And we know that as soon as we leave here and leave God's community and leave God's presence, we fall back together. We fall back into sin. We fall back into that thing that that tears us apart. That thing that comes into our lives and tells us we're not good. That's Satan sitting right there. And he's saying to us, really? Did God say that he saved you? Really? Are your sins forgiven? Really? Are you a new person of God? Really? Are you the one that can set your minds on things above, not on the things of earth? Wait a minute, Satan tells us. Wait a minute, that's not really. You can have all the fun you want to have. You can do everything you want. And yet, Christ is there. And Christ says, continue to believe in me. Continue to see that I am your God, that I am your Redeemer, that I am the one who saved you from your sins. Christ Jesus is telling us this and how he heals us and brings a broken life together again. And as he does that, he gives us power. He gives us power by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that was given to us in our baptism, as the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit entered us. And the Spirit created faith in our hearts and lives. And the Spirit comes to us every time we open up the Scriptures, every time we pray, every time we have Christ's body and blood given and shed for us. The Spirit enters us and continues to nourish our spiritual lives, to give us a name, a special name, the name that is given under heaven by which we must be saved, Jesus Christ. That name is given to us, and the power to share Jesus is given to us as well. Names. Name Rudd, Mud. There's another name, Guillotine. You know what a guillotine is. Guillotine is that sharp, razor-like metal piece that is hanging above the head of a traitor, hanging above the head of a king who betrays, or a queen, and all of a sudden the rope is let go and that thing slides right down and cuts the head off. Guillotine. Dr. Guillotine. He didn't want his name attached to that drastic, dangerous thing that destroys life. He wanted his name to be innocent and gone. But every now and then, all the time, we think of guillotine, his name comes up. What about Jesus? Every time we think of Jesus, is his name on our lips? Every time we think about Jesus, are we praying to him? Every time we think about Jesus, are we praising him for what he has done for us on the cross? That on the cross, our sins were buried with him. And in his resurrection, we are raised with him. So we are enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to believe in him and to know that he is our Lord and Savior. In Christ's holy name, amen.